Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I'm opening up the chat room, everyone. Feel free to join us. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters. She is listening via her phone. I recognize Pueblo, Colorado. Area code by now. All right. That's a lot of things. Okay. And we have special guests in the queue waiting as well. And we'll bring her on after the first song, which I'm going to play. Brenda's got a new EP out. The world keeps turning. And I promised him I'd give him some play. And I will. And then we're going to talk about Word. Word this Wednesday is coming up, the 21st, at the Sidewalk Cafe. First, let's hear Jordan Ogren. Here we go.
People cry and people laugh. Widows weep and children clap. And the world keeps turning. The world keeps turning. Jobs are lost, planes crash. Fans cheer, gamblers grasp, and the world keeps turning. The world keeps turning. All things come and pass. Life goes on no matter the past. So let go and just live along the way. Cause the world will keep on turning anyway. Yeah, the world will keep on turning anyway. Love is gone, love is gone. Dinner, good dessert, sucks, and the world keeps turning. The world keeps turning. Sky's blue and then it's gray. River flowing, tidal change, and the world keeps turning. The world keeps turning. All things come and pass. Life goes on no matter the past. So let go and just live along the way. Cause the world will keep on turning anyway. Yeah, the world will keep on turning anyway.
Happening. Oh my gosh, what a fun week I had. Went to the new opening of Hooters. What a hoot. Oh, it's, and you know what? It's so convenient because it's right next to Macy's. It's on 33rd, right off of 7th there. and the food is good, and the service is terrific and fast, and the ladies are just such wonderful people and very nice there. And I highly recommend going and checking out the new opening of Hooters. I had the best time there. Wow. It's got wall-to-wall TVs. Oh, ladies, go shopping. Get a husband table at Hooters and shop away. Go, honey. Go watch football and have wings. I'll be shopping at Macy's. Anyway, check out Hooters. It's on 33rd, Miracle on 33rd Street, they're calling it. It is fantastic. I think it's about, I've got to get this right, is it 7,000 square feet? I don't know how many TVs. All righty there. All right, in the chat room, we have Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters. And also a shout-out to Gail Parento. I met the wonderful people there, Mr. Droust and Marsha, and they were just wonderful hosts of the whole event there. And thank you, Gail, for the correct spelling. I never know with that. She's so good at that. It helped me out with that. All right, coming up, I'm going to bring on Corey Kahaney, but first let's get a little taste of her comedy.
I love being a comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think, not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-a-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-a-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? You have a support group. Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
Corey Kahaney, I'm going to open up her mic line. Corey, if you're listening, I'm going to be opening up Word, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st. And what a lineup it is. Adam Wade, Corey Kahaney, J.D. Cerna, Cindy Freeman, Ron Brower, Allison Grahams. I love Allison Grahams, one of my favorite authors. And music with, of course, the ever-popular Afterbirth Monkey. It's the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. You want to check this out. Also check them out on Facebook as Word the Storytelling Show. It's only $5 suggested admission and one beverage. You can get whatever you want with that. And I'm going to open up her mic now. And first, let me give you some backstory on Miss Kahaney. Corey is every woman, mother, daughter, wife, ex-wife. She's been on The Late Show with David Letterman, and it's the fifth appearance on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and a TV special for Nick Mom. She was on Last Comic Standing. She's been on Comedy Presents, The View, and many episodes of Politically Incorrect. She also has a one-woman show, but tomorrow she'll be performing at Word, which she won't be doing stand-up comedy. She will be doing a story because it's a storytelling show. And let me tell you, you got to go to this because you're going to see a lot of celebrities in the audience usually, including Miss Kahaney. So let's open up her mic now. Corey,
Nancy.
Are you there?
Hi,
there you are. She's there. So are you excited about this? Is this your first Word story or have you done this before?
It's my first word show, but I have I'm a big fan of the storytelling. I think everyone needs to get on board. Storytelling is the new wave of everything, because it's there's truth in advertising. When you tell a story, you know, there are moments where you can
Stand-up in that it's actually before stand-up, they had monologists who would tell a funny story. And that was Andy Griffith was along those lines. He would tell it would be humorous, but it was really a story. And
right.
A lot of this has to be based on something in your life. I think that's one of our prerequisites. something that really happened? Or,
well, yeah. I think storytelling is taking over by storm. I mean, not to promote another radio format, but NPR has one storytelling show after another. And, you know, whether it's This American Life, which really was sort of the early kindling of the storytelling craze on radio, but now we have like 15 different storytelling shows besides The Moth, which is the most famous. And you know the great thing about storytelling, Nancy, anyone could do it. Your neighbor could do it, a professional comedian could do it, a great actor could do it. Anyone can do it as long as you can put together a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and maybe a laugh or two.
1,500 words. 1,500 words.
Yeah.
As long as you can put that together, and you may have people even thinking that you've told a story to somebody, a long story, a 10-minute story, but you've told a story in your lifetime. But what makes words so special is the plethora, cornucopia of talented people who don't usually, you've seen them in other venues or as an actor, a songwriter, but you don't usually see them telling a story. And you have all these well-known comedians such as yourself coming up there. And it's nice, too, because you're really testing yourself. You're putting yourself out a little bit more. You get used to doing stand-up is scary, as they say, but now you're approaching another venue, which only strengthens your comedy. And you must be very excited about this.
I'm very excited.
I've done it before. It's like nothing else. I've done it before, and it's just like it's nothing else because it's a whole different audience. They are really listening and hanging on your every word.
Right. Well, I'll give you a little preview. The story I'm going to tell this week is kind of why I'm a comedian, because it's about the end of my career in the business of food. In other words, my food and beverage career ended in this story, and let's just say I went out with a bang.
Okay.
I didn't like forget to turn in a timesheet or you know, speak rudely to a customer. I went out in flames. And there was no way God or the universe made it so that there's no way that I could go back. Exactly. And you know, I mean, I suppose I could have gone back to college and done something else, but you know, it's a good story because it's why I'm a comic.
And that's also, again, I just want to reiterate on the quality of comedians you've seen there. Eddie Brill, Taylor Negron, who we just lost, I saw numerous times perform his wonderful Hollywood stories. You can actually see some still up on YouTube if you get to see the monkey story. It's just so great. And the stories and some things that you really wouldn't tell the public. Sometimes I'll see some stories. I'm like, "Well, you want to say that?" And it's so great because you are risking stuff. And sometimes it is too much information. I was like, "Oh, mind's eye." Now that's going to be hard to get out of there. And it's too much information. You're like, "Oh, okay. Wow, didn't know that about you. Thanks." So it's really great, and it's a variety of performers: Adam Wade, Corey Kahaney, J.D. Cerner. J.D. is an actor, I believe. Cindy Freeman, I don't know. Ron Brower, I can't say his name.
Now, wait a second. Is Alison Graham's our Alison Graham?
That's our Alison Graham's, author of The Man Translator and The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even. Yes, that's our Alison Graham.
Because Alison Graham's is from The Friars Club, right?
Yeah, that Alison Graham's.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear her. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm the one who introduced Terry to her. I said, "You've got to see this lady. She's fantastic." Oh, she is a great storyteller. If you go to her blog, Napoleon, I'll pimp you. Napoleon Was Quite Tall is her blog, and you can check that out as well. And the music by Afterbirth Monkey, they are just off the charts, crazy and wonderful. And it's great, too, because... You've got the Sidewalk Bar and
Afterbirth
Restaurant.
Afterbirth Monkeys, amazing. I just want the T-shirt. I don't even care what the music sounds like.
I want you to, it's very funny. I'll play some after you. The Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. That's in the East Village. They also serve food there, so you can eat before or after the show. When you come, it's only a $5 suggested admission, one beverage. 8 p.m., get there at 7:30. If you want to get in there. And, Corey, when you get in there, I don't know if you know the setup, but you will be
you can't get out once you sit down. The actors
really?
Can't get out. You're going to be sitting on stage during the whole thing, just so you know.
Oh,
you're
all right. Good to know.
Stage.
Thanks.
Good to know.
Thanks for letting me know. Yeah.
So don't drink a lot of soda.
You know what that means for me? It means I have to tuck 4 pieces of Nicorette gum into my back pocket because I get anxiety when I go to the when I'm on stage doing nothing. So you'll see me. The audience, if you come, forget
and
the story. Come watch me try to sneak pieces of Nicorette gum and look elegant
watch
and
Corey
delicate.
Fidget. And it's great. It's a great little space, by the way. It's got a stage and usually a podium or a stand that you can put your words on so you can read them if you've never done it before. But it's a great little space, and I highly recommend seeing it. Words, a storytelling show, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st at the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A. Corey, have you got anything else coming up besides this?
I do. For those listeners that are in Connecticut, I have a really big theater show that I'm doing in Hartford at the Infinity Music Hall, and it's called Battle of the Sexes, and it's with me, Adrian Iapolucci, Frank Mignola, and Jill Larson. But, you know, a little inside secret here, it really should be called the Battle of the Exes, because I am pretty sure that I've been romantic with Frank Mignola, and I'm going to pretend that Jill Larson and Adrian Iapolucci were together. But I think that's a great idea for a tour, Battle of the Exes.
Battle of the Exes. Can you imagine a bunch of comedians getting up on stage dishing each other?
With their exes.
With their exes.
It'd be hilarious.
I know a couple now that do that anyway, but I was like, and you know who it is that they're dishing, and you're going, oh, I know who that is. But that's so great, Corey. So I look forward to seeing you this Wednesday, the 21st, January, at Word, the storytelling show. You're going to have a
Word
lot of
up.
Fun.
Yeah.
Word up. And wait till you hear Allison, too. You're going to have a lot of fun performing there. Thank you for calling in, Corey Kahanian.
Thank
if you,
you
want
for
to
having
find
me,
out,
Nancy.
Do you have a website they can follow you on with your schedule? Your website?
They can. It's probably easier just to follow me on Twitter, and that's at Corey Kahonis.
never would have guessed that one.
Yeah.
At
I mean,
Corey
if you look up Corey Kahane, it'll take you right there. It's at Corey, C-O-R-Y, Kahonis, C-A-J-O-N-E-S, because for many, many years in food service, I was known as Mr. Kahonis. So,
All right, Corey Kahane, comedian and now storyteller. Thank you for calling in, Corey Kahane.
Thank you, Nancy.
Great.
Have a great
You're
day, everybody.
You too. Bye. She's great. Terrific. You got to check her out, everyone. Go check her out. Anyway, we'll keep it moving. Gail Parento's in the house. I see her. Betty Jo Tucker. Thank you, Betty Jo. You're going to be doing Debbie Reynolds Lifetime Achievement Award. That's your upcoming show tomorrow, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And now a little Afterbirth Monkey, who will be performing between the storytelling sets. This one's called Nerd.
Loves Harry Potter and D&D, String Theory and the Coils of Tesla. Went to Darth Vader for Halloween, rides around on a powder blue Vespa.
Exterminate, exterminate!
Selfish Navi and Klingon. Yell, the winter is coming at Comic-Con, while keeping Hal Jordan's ring on. That's me. I'm a nerd. That's me. A super legitimate nerd.
Whenever I was younger, have dreams that Trini, the yellow Power Ranger, would come to my bedside and teach me karate. I was 17 years old.
I'm not fooled by your LASIK. They're not fooled by my LASIK.
go, go, Power Rangers. Betty Jo Tucker will not have a show tomorrow because she has laryngitis. Gotta gargle with apple cider vinegar and water, Betty Jo. But you can listen to any of her other archived shows tomorrow or any time of the day. All right, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Check her out. Also, check out the new Hooters that just opened in Manhattan. It is fun, fun, fun. Oh, those wings, love them, love them. Allison Grahams will also be performing. I love Allison Grahams. You could check her books out on Amazon. She's got a ton of them. Well, I love her, Man Translator, The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even. Let me see if I have a promo for her book. I do, with Irina and Luboff. I got to mention her because, you know, I play her a lot on the show. She'll be at Joe's Pub Thursday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. You want to check her out. She is just the most phenomenal, beautiful, talented woman ever. Look her up online, Facebook friend her. She's amazing. She's amazing. She tours the world playing her trumpet and singing, and she just should be a star. I don't know why more people don't know of her. She's just phenomenal and so unassuming and so nice. I'm going to play a little of her now, right now. That's this Thursday at Joe's Pub. Check it out.
A big pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. But don't it always seem to go that we don't know what we've got till it's gone? Hey, paradise, and we put up a parking lot. We took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And we charge other people $1.50 just to see them. Thank you. box on my apples, to leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go? We don't know what we've got till it's gone. We pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that we don't know what we've got till it's gone, and we put up a parking lot. Oh, don't it always seem to go that we don't know what we've got till it's gone? No, no, pay paradise and put up a parking lot. Yes, we pay paradise and put up a parking lot. Pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
That was Bria Skonberg. Check her out. Well, I can't believe how fast it goes when you're having fun. Right, people? We're down to the last 2 minutes. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio with your friend Nancy Lombardo. And my CDs are available on CD Baby. Don't forget, Word, the storytelling show, this Wednesday, 8 p.m. at the Sidewalk Bar. That's on 6th Street and Avenue A. Check it out. It's going to be fun. Also, Bria Skonberg, Joe's Pub. At this 7 p.m. this Thursday, you want to check that out. She's brilliant. You can also Facebook friend her. Okay. We're now going out on a little saucy float. Saucy. The Elemental Wizard, if you're looking him up music-wise. The Elemental Wizard. Kat Vecchione, World Talk Rock. Thank you for coming in. The Joe Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I don't think she has a show tomorrow, but you can listen to any of her shows in the archives. Check it out. Am I forgetting anybody? I don't think so. Let's just do it again. Floats. All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm Nancy Lombardo, your host, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Have a nice day, everyone, and stay warm, and watch out for that black ice. It's tricky. Oh, and happy Martin Luther King Day. Can I say happy Martin Luther King Day? I guess so. Have a good Martin Luther King Day. Have an introspective Martin Luther King Day. That's what I'll say. All right, everyone. Peace out. Bye.